Decluttering can save you money and time. Hey, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. My wife Ann and I had closets that were overflowing. We knew we needed to thin out paperwork, books, and bins of stuff. But we couldn't get motivated to start until a subcontractor said that we needed to move everything out of an area so we could make improvements. We pulled bin after bin out of two large closets. It took us a week to go through them, but we did it. And then we cleared out other parts of the house. We burned paperwork, we threw stuff away, and we made donations. It was an emotional experience, but gratifying. Someone had to nudge us to get started. Now that's sort of like saving. The hardest part is simply starting. And of course, you'll have to do some planning, some sacrificing, and some wise spending. Just take it a day at a time. God's financial principles are for our good, so get the family on board and have fun. Ask a friend or mentor to hold you accountable. Set a goal with an exact dollar amount that you want to save by a certain date. An emergency fund should be established first. During the pandemic, 14% of Americans had wiped out their emergency savings. Another 11% had to borrow money to cover everyday expenses. The coronavirus is one example of why emergency savings are important. Setting aside 3 to 6 months of living expenses will protect you from unexpected fluctuations in income or extraordinary bills. Starting to save, like cleaning closets, may sound painful, but I guarantee you it will bring great satisfaction. Now, giving before year end will be doubled through our matching challenge, and you can receive my new ebook, 7 Gray Swans, as a thank you for your generosity. Please give today at crown.org. That's crown.org.